You're listening to the news at one. Property price growth has fallen to its lowest level in 6 years. That's according to the latest figures from the Central Statistics Office. They show residential property prices rose by 2% in the year to the end of June, with prices in Dublin rising by just 0.1%. Well, here to explain all of this for us is Adam Maguire of our business staff. So, Adam, what's happening here?
Yeah, as you say, slowest pace of growth since June 2013. And prices really have been slowing gradually since April of last year. At that point, they were going by 13.3% year on year, so now down to 2%. Particularly a slowdown in Dublin. Prices are actually flat in the year to May, up very slightly in the year to June. But it's also the case outside of the country, while they're growing by, outside of Dublin, while they're growing by a slightly higher rate, the pace is slowing considerably year on year.
So what explains this then?
It's hard to know exactly. Could be new homes coming onto the market, but by the looks of things, that isn't the main factor. New dwelling sales are actually down, and existing dwellings account for the vast majority of sales, about 82%. What's really probably the biggest factor at the moment is the central bank and those rules limiting the amount someone can borrow on a mortgage. That probably explains why you're seeing a particular levelling off in Dublin. There also could be a bit of a correction. Maybe prices rose too much. We're seeing, for example, Dunleary Rat Down, one of the more expensive areas of the country, prices down 4% in the year to June. But interesting, volumes are up, so more mortgages or more sales are happening year on year, but they're happening at a slower pace than they were before.
There's an anomaly here I see in the border region, prices increasing by 14.7%. Any theories as to why that might be?
Again, difficult to pin it down to one thing. I suppose for a start, you have to bear in mind the border is probably the lowest price region in the country as a whole, so you're going to see a bigger percentage jump, even though the actual amount might only have gone up by a small amount. For example, Clonus is the cheapest area to buy a house in the country. Donegal and Leitrim, broadly speaking, relatively cheap compared to other counties. So bearing that in mind, you're going to see a big percentage jump, even if the actual real money terms only goes up a little bit. Could all be also other factors. You know, is Brexit having a factor here in terms of maybe people relocating in order to be on the same side that they work? Are we getting even more of a push maybe out from the commuter belt of Dublin towards the border counties? I'd say it's probably more the fact that they're relatively cheap than anything, but the other factors at play possibly within that.
And are there any forecasts around and about to tell us that this is the sort of picture that's going to continue into the near future?
Nothing solid, but I suppose because we've seen that trend now for more than a year in terms of price growth slowing, and particularly Dublin levelling off, which is what has been expected because of those mortgage limitations, you can expect maybe that to continue to happen. Other counties probably still have a lot of ground to make up, so you can see price rises continuing at a kind of higher rate in other parts of the country, but overall and especially I suppose with consumers getting a bit more nervous as we head towards the Brexit deadline, you're going to have people maybe pulling back on major investments, which of course buying a house or an apartment would be. So you can imagine this pace would slow a little bit more in the future, or at least level off at where it is now.
Adam, thank you very much. Adam Maguire there.